Many individuals have endured significant hardship throughout their lives. The Lumumbas, the Modlanis, the Sankares, the Cabrals, the Prempes, the Yasantuas, the Kabalegas, the Nyomas, Mandelas, and Bikos are all recognized as martyrs of the African Revolution. Had the African Court of Human and People's Rights existed earlier in our past, these grave instances of human rights abuses and injustice would have been a very important case for you to adjudicate. Would have secured justice against racist apartheid criminals, colonialists, and even our own oppressive African dictators who tortured and sent many of their countrymen to death, and countrymen and women to death. As I said earlier, all the nations on the African continent are each other's keeper, and I truly believe this. I also believe that each of us is a keeper of the dreams and hopes of our ancestors, hopes and dreams that they could not achieve. We've paved the way for their dreams to be realized, if not by us, then by generations succeeding us. Justice systems in Africa have strengthened over the past decade. In Ghana, we're strengthening our own judicial systems. As I stand and recollect my youth and my fear for my father through my recurring nightmares, I realize that I can put those fears to rest. For the past 20 years, we've had a court that can protect the rights and dignity of African people beyond the borders of our individual nations. So allow me to say, while I'm here in this historic city of Arusha, a city well known as a site where human rights are affirmed and the dignity of African people is protected, that the time for Africa is now. Now is the time for us to meet the challenge of keeping the promise we have made to future generations, promises we have signed and pledged to uphold. Now is the time to deepen our commitment to the courts, so that in 20 years from now, when we celebrate its 40th anniversary, it will stand as the leading international judicial body and a model for others. My lords, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for Africa to step into its greatness.